This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this first day of the week. That's right. It's the Monday. It's the 5th of August already, 2013. Ron McDonald, how are you, sir? What the heck was that? Whoa. Ron, we're going to have to reconnect. You just sounded like Mickey Mouse on helium. What? I have never heard anything quite like that. Did you get him back yet? Let's try that again. Ron?
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
Still helium?
I'm sorry? No, it's a little scrunched, but I'd never heard anything quite like that.
Yeah.
Sounded alien.
Well, that's my wife's side of the family.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have anything open? Your bandwidth is a little scrunched there.
No, actually, you're the only thing on my desktop.
Really?
Yeah.
Kid, okay.
Yeah.
Author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. Are you starting to get people to pay attention to what the heck you've been talking about, Ron?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've told you about the upcoming seminar this next weekend. A lot of movers and shakers going to be there. And it's not only about the book, but something I believe is a spectacular remedy to what's happening in alien society.
Okay, can we give a little hint?
Yeah. What I'm doing is I've written an alternate writ of prohibition mandamus. Prohibition is when you prohibit an act from being outside the jurisdiction or duty of an officer, and mandamus is to compel that officer to do that which he's duty-bound to do. And it has to do with the current currency since 1968 that does not apply under the 16th Amendment. It cannot apply because every Supreme Court case on that has mentioned that it is specie or its equivalent, like redeemable notes in that nature. And the thing about law, once it's enacted, everything that existed at the time of its enactment is how that law is defined. But so that's basically the bottom line of putting the writ into it. And we're compelling the recorder's office to shut the door to any federal instrument that has been raised upon the non-redeemable notes for violation of constitutional procedures.
I'm seeing a bill that's trying to make its way through Congress, but it just can't seem to pick up the needed speed and weight that it deserves. I think there are 100 and some odd, I don't know, 120, 130 votes short of a majority on audit the Fed, with the idea of dumping the Federal Reserve. They're still trying to figure out a way just to bring a bill to the floor of the House. And what we're talking about here is a way of prohibiting the states, correct me if I'm wrong, prohibiting the states from using this worthless script that's unconstitutional and a host of other things.
Yeah, but the bottom line is we're commanding the state officials, such as the sheriff's department and the recorder's department, to follow the law. That's all we're doing. And if they don't, then that's considered misprision of felony. And that's when you know a crime is being committed and they're doing nothing about it, they're subject to a suit.
Okay, so how is this thing going to go down? I mean, is this a pretty please, or is this a lawsuit? What is this?
This is every prohibition and mandamus is a lawsuit, and what I'm doing is I'm taking the adversarial position and commanding the state, the Supreme Court, to pay attention to the law of the United States, and if it doesn't, then there are penalties to pay for it, violations of law, things of that nature.
Okay, so...
And it would be done in every state. It's not just the state I'm in. This writ is tailored as a boilerplate to go across the country, to be pushed into every Supreme Court of the state.
Okay, well, I'm still in the state of confusion and chaos here.
Okay.
All right, so so we file these lawsuits. Where do they get filed at?
Right into the Supreme Court of your state.
Okay.
As a first impression.
Now, when you say... Go ahead.
A first impression. There is no precedent that the lower courts can use. There's nothing on the books as far as these Federal Reserve notes that are non-redeemable. So they can't hear them. It's beyond the scopes of their jurisdiction. And it's even beyond the scope of the Supreme Court's jurisdiction, except for one thing. They're allowed to use the interpretations of the Supreme Court to answer this writ.
And the interpretations of the Supreme Court,
pray tell,
is what?
That only redeemable notes, species redeemable notes or its equivalent, may be used in payment of debts and taxes under the 16th Amendment. And we have a very current case called Comey. And in that case, it refers back to the original Supreme Court case and the Juilliard cases, stating, again, only redeemable notes. And that's a 2008 case, the Comey case.
So, what's the odds? Okay, so, I don't know, how many sheriffs you have in California?
Jeez, I don't know. I think there's about 54 sheriffs.
Okay, so you got 54 counties there.
Yeah.
So is, and who the hell is Jerry Brown, the governor out there?
Yes, he is.
Man, I just jumped in the professor's Wayback Machine. I thought Jerry Brown was long time ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, he was mayor of Oakland, and look at Oakland. It's the worst county in the entire state. I mean, the crime is so high, it's incredible.
Well, and as in a lot of the major cities, it's because I haven't figured it out yet. Why do we have crime in our streets? Why do we have a government that leaves the borders open? So drug cartels come in and set up literally distribution and sales in every major city in the country. I'm still mystified by a lot of different things.
There's a real simple answer for that. In a bankrupt society, when there is no actual money, the only powers that the state has is to protect people and their property. So they have to raise new law in order to cover that, which increases government.
Just what we don't need when everything is worthless is more government. Where's my Obamacare? Where's my cell phone? Where's my Obama car? Where the hell's my food stamps? Must not be living the right kind of lifestyle.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We were trying to fix the audio problem with Ron McDonald. Yeah, these people that are attending the seminar, these are doctors and lawyers. And you would think professional people had to study a lot, would kind of have an inclination as to what went wrong and how it went wrong. They don't. They want to know, and they're going to find out. My little contribution to the group, I'll be speaking as they're leisurely eating lunch, And the first one that talks to any of their other doctor, lawyer, critter friends at the table, I will summarily smack their knuckles with a ruler. Ron seems to think that they'll pay attention to me. Well, they've missed a lot. So have a lot of people in this country missed a whole lot. So I'm going to give them my own little package. And I'm thinking, you know, what can I give these guys? Now, they're real concerned about the money issue, the banking issue, as well as everybody else. If you watch the news, folks, I mean, the most fantastic thing. You would think that we're all, how did they used to say this back in the 60s, tripping? Are you tripping, man? Because it seems to me that any of the things we've discussed on this network, they're not existing on the mainstream news. I'm watching Fox this morning, getting their selected neocons and spokespeople that aren't looking really that comfortable with the news speak that they're putting out. Yet more of the same old neocon garbage that, yes, we have to go really knuckle-dragging on the Middle East. Again, Al-Qaeda. Ooh, the evil people. I'm watching this. So that's what they're doing today. Beating the drums for another war. And I'm going, okay, where's the rest of the news? It isn't. It doesn't exist to these people. They will not touch it with a 10-foot pole. Which leaves it to us, folks. Which leaves it to us. Ron, are you back with me? No? Well, hell, tell them to get on the damn telephone. You know that old hardwired corded device that you pick up the thing and you hold the thing in the one hand and you dial with the other? Yeah. I love old technology. At any rate, we'll get them back here in a minute. So I already told Clint Richardson, I'm going to give him your corporation nation. Because what a double tap for these guys to understand about the funny money system and then tie that corporate entity. They might as well be making Debbie Donuts or who cares, mouse traps or something. Other than what they're doing. And that's making money. Literally, making money out of thin air. So, the Lewis T. McFadden speech from, was that June 10th? June 10th, 1932, that I actually read on the air on what date? July 10th of, well, last month. And I had no idea. I had seen excerpts of McFadden's speech, but I had no idea how big it was. And it literally took me 2 hours to go through that entire speech in the Well of Congress back in 1932. And you know the irony to this? They were doing exactly the same thing in 2008 that they did in 1932. Bailing out everybody and everything. Private companies, banks, nothing has changed. So I'm going to make this a gift to these people that want to know what the hell's going on between Corporation Nation and McFadden's little speech. And of course, they're all familiar with Ron McDonald's book. They own it all, including you, by way of toxic currency. Isn't that right, Ron McDonald?
Yes, it is. It's right.
Now, I don't know how much you heard of what I've said, but...
I didn't hear anything because I just got back up. I had to use my laptop. Okay. I should never pull out the headphones while the computer's on.
Ah. Oh, well, you sound great now. Well, I was saying that my contribution to your group of people, the doctors and the lawyers, all the good people showing up, is going to be Corporation Nation by Clint Richardson. Have you seen that?
I saw part of it.
Okay.
I haven't had time to finish reviewing it.
Well, you might want to do that because I'm taking that along with, as I said, McFadden's speech to Congress back in 1932 about, oh, that's right, about the bailouts, about the banking crisis that we had, well, that started in what, October of 1929. And managed to last until, well, we had a war. Isn't that amazing? And we didn't carry the debt. You know, there was no subprime mortgage going on at that time. But they decided, to really calm the stormy seas of the financial networks out there, they withheld money for some 11 years. No loans. Gee, Ron, pretty much like they're doing right now.
Yes. Well, that triggers a depression, definitely. And that's why we went into the depression, is because when America was doing so well, there was a lot of land that could be stolen, a lot of businesses to be stolen, so the banks just shut off credit. And guess what happens with that?
Well, the bank is called repossession, and the bank gets the stuff back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do we see right now? Now, this is not 1932, or this is not October 1929. We did not carry a debt, or at least none to speak of, in 1929.
I can tell you exactly what it was right here. 1929, we had $104 billion of debt.
Oh, hell, where's my piggy bank? I've got that much in the piggy bank. And you were going to say?
I was going to say the debt to ratio was 16%. Today it's 102%. Debt to gross domestic product.
Over 100%.
Now it's 102%. Yeah.
So we really are not in the same position that we were back in 1929.
No, and it really is due to fluctuating and debasing the currency. Once you fluctuate the monetary system, if you want to call it monetary or the currency, what happens on the reliability of goods and services? What you could buy 10 of today, you may not be able to buy one of tomorrow. Same thing with housing and automobile and gasoline and food products. So we're in a dire strait right now, and it's going crazy.
Well, there are people out there that seem to think, like Walt Burian, Clint Richardson, he did a thing on the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, and I heard something. Somebody got back to me on this one and said, wait a minute. Yeah, the state has assets. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on the books. They're all clamoring they need more taxes, and I'm hearing people saying, oh, no, the states don't need any money. They've got plenty of money. Just look at the CAFR reports. But then the question was asked, how much of this stuff is leveraged?
Yeah.
That is going to be the important question because, you know, I simplistically said this before. You live in a city. I live in Round Rock, Texas. They collect your property taxes, your yearly rent, to make sure that you really never do own your own property. They don't do bonds for funds that they may need for a project. They just collect the property taxes, and if they need more, they come back later with maybe a bond. But they build a new recreation center. Gee, when I leave town, do I get my portion of that back, at least in a bucket of dirt? Or maybe a check or a money order? Uh-uh. Well, who does that ultimately belong to? Oh, it belongs to the people. Really? It's the corporation!
Here's in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over. Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
So I leave town. I want to check. Gee, what happened with this? Jeez, that's weird. This must be a Monday. Am I good? Okay. Yeah, so if I want to leave town and all that money I paid into the corporation, I want my stuff back. Do I get it? No, I don't. Well, and if you ask, well, this is the people's city. Okay. Well, then it belongs to all the people, right? Well, yes, it does. Okay, I'm leaving town. I'm not coming back. What I paid into the little corporation nation here, I want my little cut so I can boogie on down the road and go join another corporation someplace else. Well, we can't do that. Well, why not? It does belong to me. Well, it belongs to everybody. Well, ain't I part of everybody? Well, yes, but it doesn't work that way. Okay, so how does it work? Who owns that building that we, the people, bought and paid for with our taxes? Notice it didn't stop them selling off roads to foreign interest. Remember that deal? Our tax money built them. They turned around and sold them off to foreign corporations. You know, we just don't have the money anymore to maintain those properties. So we're going to have to, for a matter of expediency and efficiency, we're going to bring in foreign corporations to take over what formerly used to belong to you and me. Is that it just about right, Ron?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. America has been sold out, piece by piece, piecemeal.
You know, I was sitting here, and I brought up the George Bush, the executive order, 12803, the infrastructure privatization. And Georgie Porgy Sr. knew what the hell was going on. This was an executive order that he did in April 30th of 1992. And it says, definitions, for the purpose of this order, privatization means the disposition or transfer of an infrastructure asset, such as by sale or by long-term lease, from a state or local government to a private party. Well, wait a minute. Ain't I part of the party here? Ain't I part of the we the people? I'm part of the corporation? Wait a minute. Where did you just park my stuff at? Some foreign corporation office? I don't get that. Infrastructure asset. I'm reading right from the executive order, folks. The infrastructure asset means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for functioning of the economy. Examples of such assets include, but are not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electric supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. Ron, I thought hospitals, I didn't think the government owned the hospitals, did you?
Well, actually, I did. It's a corporate fiction, and they're selling the corporate part of the corporate status, and that's all they're doing. They're not selling the meets and bounds, as we would know by land. They're selling this fiction, parts of the fiction. It's like when you put your property into a recording into the county recorder's office, that property becomes part of the corporate fiction, and they have 100% interest in it. So it's that. It's very deceptive. It's it makes me sick even thinking about how they do these things.
It makes me sick too, but we got to keep thinking and talking about it until everybody else starts thinking and talking about it, because just by talking, we're not going to get this thing back. We've got to take the measures necessary. And I know, folks, I know, as if you haven't had enough abuse in your life, yes, it's time to roll up your sleeves and, well, do that four-letter thing. Work. Oh, that's what it is. W-O-R-K. This is going to be huge. This is going to be big, what Ron McDonald is doing here. This is why I want to witness this thing. I've seen a lot of things transpire, but I've yet to see cases go directly to the Supreme Court, because the state is basically saying that it's okay for us private people. Or are we corporate little entities? No matter. But it's okay for the people in the respective states to be using this Federal Reserve stuff, which is a private corporation's monopoly money.
Yeah. You know, and even I watched about 5 years ago a special on Discovery Channel, and they presented a documentary on the Federal Reserve, and right there in the Federal Reserve, they call these Federal Reserve notes their product.
And that it is.
That's correct.
I mean, it could be yo-yos, it could be slinkies, it could be Three Musketeer bars, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a product. They are a corporation making a product, and it is theirs. You know, and for the longest time, Ron, I didn't understand this. Well, you can't deface currency. And when we were kids, what did we do? We took quarters or dimes.
Oh, yes.
And we put them on railroad tracks. And we'd flatten them out. Isn't that cool? We only did that once, because back then a quarter was still worth something. And nobody would take the quarter after the big old bad train mooshed it. So you only did that like once, just to see it happen. But you weren't allowed to deface the script. You weren't allowed to do any of that. And I always thought, well, that was kind of strange, because if this is really mine, I could spend it, bury it, burn it, do whatever I wanted to, right? It's mine. Or is it?
See, that's the key. You just hit on the key. It doesn't belong to you. This is why when you leave the country, you can leave with $2 billion worth of lawful gold coin and don't have to declare it, but leave with 10,000 Federal Reserve notes. You have to declare it. Gotta love the system.
I'm loving it. Yeah, Mickey D's sales pitch. I'm loving it. Yeah.
I just don't understand how they could have pulled this off to a population of, what was it back then? 200,000, maybe 170,000.
What
a
year,
million?
What,
million?
What you're talking about?
1933, 170
oh, hell no,
million.
Oh, no, there was no. There was. Do me a favor, Dan. Yeah, look that up. What was the population in 1932? Oh man, I don't know. There had to been 125, 140 million people. Oh yeah. Yeah. See what happens in depressions and severe recessions. The white people quit having babies. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there. I've been waiting for weeks for the opportunity to throw that in there. What'd you come up with, Danny Boy? 124,140,000. Pretty close, yeah. Yeah, there was few people back then. But where did the... What really gets me is how did we slide off the rails? How did we get so uninvolved and so ignorant, I guess that's the proper term, so ignorant of the goings-on of the government that we wake up one day and we find that we don't own jack squat and, well, as a matter of fact, we owe everybody on the face of the planet. Now, hold on here. Now, I know I don't own the money. You know, I deface that dollar bill, they could send me to prison.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Isn't my labor something of value that I exchange for that note? Or is it, Ron?
No, and that's the bottom thing. Even on the Treasury site, they'll say that the Federal Reserve note is backed by the confidence of the American people. However, confidence is an emotion, and it's never been a unit of value. So there it is. When you go in for your first job and you agree to get paid so much per hour, you volunteer into the system of valueless currency to represent your labor. And you're foolish. That's all I can say. You're foolish.
Yeah, but see, wait a minute here. I don't. If I work for IBM or XYZ Corporation or even the wonderful Mike Dell that can't seem to dump his company. I'm sorry, take it private here. By the way, you people out there with the Dell computers, you tried to buy a new one lately? Well, don't, because there aren't any new ones. I found this out the other day. What are you nodding your head for? And why don't I know this? Why am I the last to know stuff like this around here? Okay, I'll contemplate that while we take a break. Ron McDonald is with me, author of They Own It All, Including You. And they own the currency, too, so don't go try to trade it in. And don't ask to be paid in anything else but that. They'll think you're a conspiracy theorist or a threat to the nation or something. Who the hell knows?
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, As I always do, where was I? Last night, Fry's, picking up an inverter. And I got to talking to somebody. A retired IBM executive, had many years of good service with the company, and I started to talk to him. And the more I talked to him, the more the man started to deflect. And his son-in-law was there, and he was walking around looking at TVs or some damn thing, and he'd drift back in to hear part of the conversation, then he'd drift off again, then he'd drift back, and this went on for a half hour. And I finally stopped and I looked at the son-in-law and I says, did you ever get a straight answer out of your father-in-law here? And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, why? I said, the man is great at deflecting. I'm asking him direct questions and he starts to answer, but like any good politician, there is no answer. The answer is a jumble of words. It was kind of like watching Alan Greenspan in front of the Congress. Ben Bernanke is not as polished as Alan. I'm sure many people miss Alan Greenspan in Washington. When that man got done talking, nobody understood a damn word he said. And it was designed that way. You know, I mean, and here's the Congress critters up there going, okay, well, Mr. Greenspan, and what about this? You know, Ron Paul at least asked Ben Bernanke, is money gold? Well, you could see the sweat starting to bead up on the man's forehead.
You know, well, traditionally. You know, let me ask you the all-important question, Ron.
Okay.
Because there's about 500,000 people that want to know the answer to this question. Is this lawsuit going to work?
They don't have a choice on the matter. Otherwise, they're violating the law. It is Supreme Court.
Whoa. I don't like that last part. They violate the law on a daily basis.
Not in this case. You can hold. We have case law that says you have a right to hold your public officers to the law, to the letter of the law. And that's what this case is all about, is holding the public officers to the letter of the law, especially the highest law in the land, the supreme law. So at that point, and here's how we're going to go. We're going to approach the sheriff of the county, bring the writ in, and explain it to him, and see if he agrees with that side of it. And if he does, then we'll go to the recorder's office and tell her. Because they have no penalty, they're going to suffer individually. However, I think Americans...
Wait a minute. Slow down. When you say they, who they?
They are the office of the recorder, the head recorder, and the department of the sheriff of the county.
Okay.
All right. So when we talk to them, if neither of them are agreeable with this, we'll go to another county. And we'll go through all 54 counties to get at least the sheriff or the recorder not to have opposition to it. So when it goes up to the Supreme Court, we will have some stipulations in this. And the sheriffs aren't very happy with the way the government, federal government, has handled certain things in our society, including some of the sheriffs don't like to foreclose. They do not like to foreclose. And they're looking for a way out.
They would love to have a way out, because what we saw them reacting to is when the mortgage companies were rolling into court to take back possession of property.
Yeah,
the sheriffs were out there, man, and I'll tell you what, this is not a pleasant experience, throwing a family in need out in the streets. It's not very much fun. And a lot of these sheriffs, when they found out that, wait a minute, there might be a problem here, who actually owns these mortgages? It was almost like it was a sigh of relief to these guys, because it did give them a break. Now, does this mean the scoundrels are going to stop what they're doing right now? Of course they're not. But it amazes me, and Ron, I guess I can say this with pretty much certainty here, that because the people that created this problem, or the body politic that created this problem in this country 100 years ago, has seen not to fix the problem for 100 years, I think, you know, forget, you know, the Gang of Eight, or forget budgets, forget getting elected next cycle, forget all that. Don't worry yourself about that. Just pick up your stuff and leave. Because you had 100 years to get it right, and you didn't do right by the American people. And look what it has brought us.
You know, part of the issue presented is that if, and we know the Federal Reserve notes out there today since 1968 do not apply to the 16th Amendment, can't. And I have case law that says even in that position, they would have to abolish the amendment or amend the amendment or redo a new amendment in that case. But what's actually occurring here is that since 1968, they've placed these Federal Reserve notes at the basis or the foundation of every instrument the federal government has created. And the law stipulates under a maxim, if the foundation is unlawful, nothing lawful may be built atop. And that's the point of this writ. They can't build something lawful if the foundation, the Federal Reserve note, is not lawful.
I'm a simple guy. I have simple needs. I want to exchange my labor for something that's worth something, not something that represents somebody else's debt. They keep saying it's my debt. I don't, Ron, Did you hit the blue light specials real hard at Kmart or something? Did you spend $150 trillion when I wasn't looking?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't. Here's another point. In 1933 or 1932, the federal government lent debtors' nations, such as France and England and that, gold certificates. And when they came back, and they had a year moratorium, they didn't have to pay that debt off. They were debtor nations. We were the gold, rulers of the earth at that point. Well, France and other nations came back and depleted that gold reserve. Okay, so they violated the trust of the American people because they took money out of the purse of the American people and were disloyal to give it to a foreign nation, which is not traceable to the Constitution. But exactly right after that, then the president came out with an executive order declaring all Americans hoarders and criminalizing them and saying, if you do not turn in those gold certificates and the gold coin and the bullion, you will suffer 10 years in prison and or $10,000 a penalty. Could you imagine the servants making the master criminals?
I have got a copy of this placard or poster, I guess a small poster, that was posted in every government building in the post offices.
Oh, yeah.
That executive order of the president. By the way, folks, EOs ain't really constitutional either, are they? How can a president... We're a nation of laws, right? Congress, and the Senate, they get together and they hammer each other and they slap each other stupid. And, well, somebody wants to pass a bill and the other guy doesn't want to pass it. Well, we don't have money to pay for it. On and on it goes. I don't know how we managed to get $150 trillion in all with that mechanism, but we did. So here we are, and we've got a Congress and we've got a Senate that will do nothing. They cannot, Ron. This is what makes me so angry. We've got 535 people sitting there in the District of Criminals that will lift not one finger to help either you or I. Not one of them.
Well, now, can you fault them? They have unlimited credit to spend on themselves and whatever their pet peeves are.
Oh, well,
not pet peeves, but their pets are. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, they don't like Obamacare. They're not going to pick up Obamacare. They're going to have their own medical stuff. You know, Obama stuff, that's for these peasants out here in the field.
Yes. The cattle.
Yes. Now.
Did you just moo?
Yeah, I did. Pretty sick move, but yeah, you got it. All right, we'll take the break. Do we have any callers there? We don't. 800-313-9443. Folks, we're talking about, I don't know, maybe we didn't set the three-alarm fire bell. This is going to be seminal, folks. We're going to attempt, and I can see no other way to do it. For me, it's my last go-around with peaceful measures. Kind of like bending at the bar, not bending over, bending your knee, genuflecting at the bar. And it's not the one that serves the alcohol, it's the Supreme Court in each individual state. Going to give it one more time.